Welcome to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, Jay Essie, from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 Podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, July 29th, here in north central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Oneida and Vilas County. This past week has seen warm temps in the Northwoods with some cool nights that overall help bring water temps down to a more fishable level. Good reports on all fronts, including very good muskie fishing at times from a variety of locations in lakes and rivers in the area. And today we've got a very surprised, very esteemed guest, Al Frost. They call him Frosty. Going, how's fishing been?
It's been good. It's been good. Fishing has been pretty steady, pretty consistent, and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. This last week, you know, it wasn't more than a week ago that everyone pretty much was in a panic over the water temps, you know, and I know you do a lot of multi-species trips along with muskie too, but fishing remained good with walleye and bass, especially. I know you've been doing a lot of that. What's the technique? Walleye, what's the location?
With walleyes and muskies in deep, clear lakes, it's all about the sandgrass. I mean, it's just full of life. The sandgrass is full of life, and that's where everything seems to be migrating. And we're talking 20-foot plus for most of it.
Yeah,
in the shallower lakes, still finding a lot of fish in the mud. The heat pushes them out of the weeds. There's very few things that move muskies in my experience, and that's water temperature, food, and pressure. And temperature and food are related. And it seems like the temperature drove things out of the shallower weeds and into the deepest weeds you can find, or right out into the mud flats. And when you go over them, slow down. Don't go 40 miles an hour. Go 14. And watch your locator, you'll see that the mud's full of life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's just the way it's been.
Right. Yeah, the mud's, it's always producing bug hatches and stuff like that. And
yep.
The micro stuff starts, the little bit bigger stuff follows that, and then the game fish.
Yeah, it's the chain of life. That's how it works. Sandgrass is the same way. It's full of bugs, and the bugs being the perch and the suckers and hello to everything else. It's just how it works.
I tell you, the patterns I've been hearing from different guides in the area and different customers that have come in that are really good sticks too. I had one guy come in. He said last Friday there was a major in the morning, and 45-minute period he had four fish boated. They were all quality, you know, like upper 30s to mid 40s, all red October tubes. He's fishing a lot of current. A lot of people are fishing red October tubes. Another tube-like critters like the Livingston Kraken. That's another good one. Fishing off, fishing deep, like you said, you know.
That's anything you can get down there and hug the bottom with. You know, you can pump a tube, which is excessively painful for people my age, but it works. I mean, it's been the hottest potato on the table for a few years, and it's great for sandgrass, too, because you can get it down there and keep it there. I've got guys just drifting along, pumping a tube above the sandgrass, and hello, it's where they are.
Very good, very good, very good. You know, I heard reports of some of the clear, deeper lakes. Fred said he had water temps in the lower 70s recently. His crappie fishing, he's been targeting clear lakes this last week, and he's getting fish in the 10-foot region near and in the weeds. He loves those crappie scrubs with a light jig. I know, Frosty, you do a lot of walleye and smallmouth fishing at times. Walleyes and smallmouth in the same lake types are hitting in the 20 to 28 feet. With crawlers and leeches being the primary source there on structure, like humps, drop-offs. And they're also very deep crib related. You fish some lakes. Would you agree with that?
I have, for the most part. I have been using minnows, which is weird for this time of year and this kind of water temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Normally by now it's all leeches and crawlers, but it's you got a bucket of minnows. You're ahead of the game. Just kind of drift along with that jig, with the lightest jig you can get down there. It's kind of frustrating because it takes so long to get down there. But
right.
You can get a 16-ounce jig and a minnow down above the sandgrass. It'll work.
Okay. Yeah, the thing with the minnows, you know, most people fear once the air temp's warm and once the water temps are warm, that hard to keep them lively. But I know you just stopped into the muskie shop here, and I can hear your aerator going right now. I believe you're buying some minnows to go out yet this morning. So yeah, good aerator, keep them cool as possible. And that's your best, you know, bet in keeping them lively.
Yeah, if you got a good insulated bucket, or if you've got one of the new cooler type things that, well, everybody's making them now, little aerated coolers, that's the way to go. It keeps them alive.
Yep.
you're getting them down deep enough so they don't temperature shock on you, and they won't croak out. If you were fishing shallower with them, they just go belly up right away. But you're fishing deep enough with them that they don't temperature shock, and you can keep a minnow going if you take care of them.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I mean, it's almost August. It's August in a few days, and before long, we'll be talking about suckers and how to keep them lively. And
it seems like we've already reached our summer peak. The water temperatures are coming down. A lot. Actually, it was pretty drastic. It was damn near, well, it was 80 on a lot of lakes, and most places are below 75 right now. So
yeah, very fishable. It's looking good. You know, we got a couple hot days to deal with here, but you know, the forecast is actually 70s. I'll run that quick. Today, 84. Thursday, tomorrow, the 30th, 87. Yeah, we had a very cool night last night. Tom had 53 by his house. Friday, we're looking at 72 with looks like showers. Looks like it's been an overcast day. Saturday, 79. Sunday, 79. Monday, 82. Tuesday, 78. So pretty normal.
Believe the lies that
tell. It's a general look at stuff.
Weatherman and political pundits are the only two jobs left where you never have to be correct.
Well, right.
Even a clock right twice a day. Once in a while, these people, they just make stuff up as they go. They're worse than guides.
They're worse than guides. Frosty, thanks a bunch for stopping in. I know you got to get on the water.
All right,
you're a machine.
Yeah, I'll go get them.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. Okay, thanks for tuning in to the Muskie 360 Fishing Report this week. We'll be back next week with another one.